Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Did you know that I have a brown lizard I call Mr. Chocolate Choo Choo?
Eric asked me never to talk about Mr. Chocolate Choo Choo on the air.
But I know that he'll overlook it just this one time, because Mr. Chocolate Choo Choo said he would, and Mr. Choo Choo never, ever lies.
Unlike Eric.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Ooh. I feel like I just got dissed by Todd Wilkerson.
Yeah. I don't know.
By way of a chocolate lizard. What is that all about, folks?
Boy.
Man, what a crazy show. All right, in hour one today, we talked to the great Mary Norris. Now, I got to say, she's really something. She wrote a book, came out about a year ago, kind of put her on the map. She was a copy editor for the New Yorker magazine for a zillion years, and like literally almost 40 years. And she wrote a book called Between You and Me. Because so many people, I hear this all the time and I keep my mouth shut usually, they say, between you and I is wrong.
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 It's between you and me.
Yes.
Because you'd say between us, not between we, between you and me. And we have to have the confidence to speak English correctly if English is our first language.
I love the fact that she calls herself the comma queen, not the drama queen,
yeah,
the comma queen.
That's right. That's right. But anyway, so that was hour one today. And we were talking about her new book called It's Greek to Me. Obviously, I've got a personal interest in that.
Yes.
In this hour, we're talking about, some of you know, the Kara Tippetts story. Kara Tippetts was a beautiful young woman married who knew she was dying. And at the same time that she knew she was dying, there was someone else all over social media who knew that she herself was dying and decided to end her life through suicide. And Kara Tippetts stood in a rather brave countercultural contrast. And her story, you know, it's been told in articles and things, but not until now is there a documentary about Kara Tippetts made by Jay and Sophia Lyons. We caught up with them at the NRB about a week ago in Anaheim, California, and we're going to talk to them in the next segment. It's a very powerful story for our time, because suicide, when you live in a culture that doesn't believe in the sanctity of life, you think, well, what does it matter if I kill myself? It's my life, and I'm here to say, well, actually, it's not your life. I hate to tell you, but it's not. You didn't create yourself. You didn't invent yourself. You're a little bit stuck, but you can ignore that and do as you like. However, I'd like you to think about what Kara Tippetts did. So in a couple of seconds, we're going to hear about her story. Albin, there is so much else to talk about. First of all, somebody told me, a little birdie told me, that it's somebody's birthday today.
Yes.
Now, I know in a world with like 7 billion people, like 100 million people are having their birthday today. But there's one particular member of that subset of 100 million people having their birthday who's very special to us and even more special to you.
Yes, right. That's right. She is my better half. She's my wonderful, beautiful, exceptional, and scrumptious wife.
okay, the scrumptious was overdoing it.
What? Come on.
I've seen Anne, to use the word scrumptious is kind of creepy.
Oh,
Anne is so wonderful, but scrumptious. Maybe she will like that. Maybe she'll like that.
Maybe she won't. I don't know. But I know her well enough.
If I called my wife scrumptious, you know, that's just so funny,
well,
Alvin.
Is rehearsal, right? I won't.
Yeah,
do
no,
this
no, no,
when
no, no, no.
Air.
When this is the dress, this is why you want to do a dress rehearsal,
that's
folks.
Right.
Because then, when you do the actual show, you can cut the stuff. We're learning right now.
We are. We are.
This is a learning.
This is a learning experience.
My scrumptious wife. That is so funny.
She is.
The problem with scrumptious is it always makes me think a little too much of eating. Like I think of scrumptious is like a crumb cake. Is scrumptious. You know, but that's okay. Positive. It was positive.
It was okay.
But it really is her birthday today. She's 29
really
years young.
Yes, again.
Today.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Anne, happy birthday, Anne.
Sweetheart.
We love Anne. I got to tell you.
We do.
You know you got a very special woman.
No, I do. Late in life, but, you know, it's not how you start, it's how you
finish.
It
wasn't late in life for her. It was just late in life for you.
For me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So happy birthday, Anne. And happy birthday to everybody out there whose birthday it is today. Or any day. Many people celebrate birthdays at some point during the year, and to those people, I want to say simply, happy birthday.
Okay.
Actually, you know what?
What?
Oh, I don't think I've ever talked about this. I wrote a book with Tim Ragland. You know, we wrote the book Donald Drains the Swamp.
Oh, boy, do I.
Okay. Well, our first book, Donald Drains the Swamp, is the book that every American ought to have a copy of. If you didn't know about it, folks, please get a copy.
It makes a great birthday present.
Well, actually, it does. It's $13, hardcover.
Yeah.
It's a children's book, but it also works as a gag book for adults. If they love Trump or hate Trump, it's a good gag book. But it's Donald Drains the Swamp. That's my book with Tim Ragland. But we've written several books together, and the first one we wrote is called The Birthday ABC.
Oh.
Now, you don't have a copy of that, do you?
I do not.
Okay,
no.
I need to get a copy of that for you and Anne, especially now that it's her birthday. I don't think we have any here.
No.
But Tim Ragland's illustrations, folks, come on. If you've seen any of the Muggsy books, Uncle Muggsy and the Terrible Twins of Christmas, Yankee Doodle Muggsy, and this book, The Birthday ABC, they're unbelievable. So we've got to get it. Will you remind me?
Because
we've got to get a copy.
I definitely will. Free book
the
from
birthday,
from
the birthday.
It is
well,
free.
You know what
right?
it is, though? It's a book you can give it to adults. It's not like a kiddie book, but
right.
it's so beautiful. And I wrote rhymes for every animal. If there's different
That's
animals.
That's amazing. Okay.
But anyway, I forgot what I was going to say. Okay. So Unplanned. I checked Box Office Mojo yesterday. It has already made over $12 million. The movie Unplanned. If you haven't seen it, I'm talking to you. If you haven't seen it, folks, go see Unplanned, the movie, please. It's extremely rare, if not unique, that a subject is treated as well as this subject is treated in this movie so that you can take young people to it, take teenagers to it, take the youth group to it. Honestly, if you don't, you're making a mistake. This is just – it's served up perfectly. It's the easiest thing in the world to do to take kids to this movie. I guarantee you if you take a group of young people to this movie, they're going to be talking about it forever. This is just beautiful.
It makes an impression.
It's not overdone. Yeah. Don't let the R rating fool you. In fact, the R rating is despicable that Hollywood decided. Like, how can we squash this movie? Let's give it an R rating. I think that Planned Parenthood – is scared to death that they are on the ropes, that the culture is beginning to figure out something that has been hidden from us effectively for 40 years, that when we're talking about an abortion, we are in fact talking about killing people. Like, that's what's happened. And so we're not the Third Reich. We're the United States of America. We don't believe killing people is okay. We don't believe some people are less equal than others, to quote George Orwell. And I think that we have to take a movie like this and use it as a tool to educate people. I could talk about this stuff on this program all day long, but a movie is worth a heck of a lot more than a radio show. I recommend Unplanned. At the end of the movie, Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, appears in a cameo in The Bulldozer, which I find so funny.
I
screamed in the theater.
Yeah.
I screamed. Now, Mike Lindell put a lot of his own money behind making this movie, which is a good segue to say that if you're interested in buying a pillow or sheets or a mattress topper or a doggy bed or any kind of a pet bed or a travel pillow or all the other stuff available at MyPillow.com, there are several reasons you want to buy it from there. Number one, he's a big sponsor on this show. Number two, he puts his money behind great stuff like the movie unplanned, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't think whoever else is selling pillows out there is giving money to things that are so important.
Just to see him in a hard hat, because he's always with the pillow.
That's
and now
right.
He's got a hard
to see him
hat.
In a hard hat without the, without the silk pajama top. It was just a revelation.
It was.
Okay, so, yes. But you have to use the code Eric or Metaxas when you order from MyPillow.com. Tell your friends. They don't have to listen to the program. But I want to say that this morning I was reading the New York Times, and they had an article on unplanned. They finally decided to kind of bury an article about it, like they had to deal with it. And it is so funny to try to see them talk about the movie. And, you know, they find some doctor who says that, oh, the 13-week-old baby in the womb that's shown on the sonogram, like how that's phony. They don't feel pain. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Like, why would they not feel pain? Like, this is proven. It's not proven. This is convenient. This is what people want to believe so that they can continue to do this stuff. But guess what, folks? The facts are the facts. So the New York Times did a squirmy article on that. And I think that one way we can, fight the culture war, take young people to see this true movie. It's a true story. Abby Johnson was on this program. You know, you need to take these things seriously. We'll be right back, folks, with Jay and Sophia Lyons. Very excited to talk about the Carrot Tippett story. Beautiful story. We'll be right back.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event. Come to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah, I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
You must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For locations, visit noahevent.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend IncomeStore as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Spring is in the air, and with 15 million windows covered and over 30,000 five-star customer reviews, Blinds.com is America's number one choice to refresh your home. Every order gets free samples, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to Blinds.com to transform your home, because now through April 15th is the Blinds.com Spring Black Friday sale. Get up to 45% off everything, plus an extra 5% off with promo code Prager. Blinds.com, promo code Prager. Rules and restrictions apply.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm still at NRB. It's been 4 weeks. There's no food. I get to talk to such interesting people. Right now, I'm sitting here with the people who put together a documentary. You may know the story. The title of the new film is The Long Goodbye. It's the story of Kara Tippetts. You remember this. This features Ann Voskamp, Johnny Erickson, Tada. I'm sitting here with the filmmakers, Jay and Sophia Lyons. Jay and Sophia, welcome.
Hiya.
Now, I know we only have one microphone, and so you guys are going to have to share it. I'm sorry about that, but the budget is tight.
We're married, so we're okay with it.
I know. That's what you can speak as one. Tell us, for people who know nothing about the Kara Tippetts story, some people listen and go, oh, my goodness, I followed that. But a lot of people have no clue. So what is that?
Kara Tippetts was what you would say is just a normal mom. She was a mommy blogger. She was a pastor's wife. She had four children. So in one sense, she was just every mom. But what thrust her, she got thrust into the national spotlight due to her cancer journey. She started to blog about it, and she gained notoriety and then wrote a book and then just kind of came into the national spotlight four years ago.
So she was dying.
Yes, sir.
I think she came into the national spotlight because she knew that, you know, when you're dying, she's a pastor's wife, so she decides to die when God takes her. Mm-hmm. But there are people who think like, hey, if I'm dying or something, I'm going to, you know, commit suicide, or I have the right to go when I want to go or something like that. And Brittany Maynard was the woman that kind of came out publicly, and she was sort of lionized as a hero for bravely, you know, facing death. But in fact, she faced death on her terms, not when God took her. And so Kara Tippetts, who was also dying, wrote her a letter. Mm-hmm. And that's when the whole thing kind of blew up, right?
Absolutely.
So you guys decided to make a film about this. Now, did you know Kara Tippetts, or you just saw her online and then you got to know her as a result?
Well, basically, I'm a TV producer, so I produce docu-follows, or otherwise known as reality shows. But I don't say that because, you know, like, it's a bad word.
It's like saying you're a lawyer. Everybody
exactly.
Hates your guts.
Pretty much. Yeah. But I'm okay with that because I've actually worked on a lot of great shows, a lot of hit shows, and so I'd wanted to do a show about people dying or dealing with end-of-life issues because I felt like, from a Christian standpoint, that we have hope. We have a different view of the afterlife.
I'll say.
So I thought, you know, let's tell this story that's not being told, and we have a lot of people who are afraid of death, and one is right here, you know, so it's like...
What do you mean, one is right here? Sophia, your wife is afraid of death?
Well, it's not something that is pleasant. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
It's
and
not...
I can also hear your queen's nasal twang. Like, even the laugh is a,
you know,
is a queen's
laugh.
You
I
and I were both
we're
both from Queens,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Except I, the Lord delivered me from Queens before the accent became permanent. Like, when I was nine, or just before my ninth birthday, I got out of there, and I lost my Queens accent, but you still have your Queens accent.
Well, I can pull it out if I want to,
right.
But we live in Los Angeles now, so
you and Jay, where are you from? Where's Jay from?
Texas. Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas, but you don't have a Texas accent.
Well, there's 4 million people in Houston, Eric. Come on. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
It's a big city. I'll ride horses and, you know.
So really, all right, well, whatever. So we got this is a classic American story,
right.
Queens, New York,
right.
and Texas. Okay, so you guys, well, first of all, where'd you meet?
We met at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, I've heard of it. It's like across the street from Vanderbilt, right?
Yes.
I've got friends that went there. Okay, so you meet, And Jay, did you always know you wanted to go into TV?
No, we actually were musicians. So my wife is a singer, and we backed into TV by getting theme songs on television networks like MTV and a lot of placements in a lot of popular
you
shows.
You wrote songs that became, got on TV. Did you write the theme for the Munsters? Did you write that?
No. Sorry.
No, you're a little too young.
I don't know.
Okay, so...
We backed into television.
And, okay, so now you decided to kind of put your faith out there and to make this story. But you just said a lot of people have fear of death, which, of course, is true. But, Sophia, you said you have fear of death. What do you mean when you say that? Because here, Jay and I, you know, obviously on some level we do too. But what do you mean?
I think it's the fear of the unknown. It's something that we all know happens. We all die.
Yeah.
But it's something we like to put off as long as possible to think about and process. And so for some people, it can be overwhelming to actually think about that.
Yeah.
What happens when we die? Well, we know we go to heaven and we get to live eternally with God, but what does that look like?
Right.
And so I've never really met somebody this young about to die that was aware of her journey.
And that's a picture of her on the cover?
Yes, isn't she beautiful?
She is so beautiful. Kara Tippetts. And how old was she when she died?
38.
Oh, my gosh.
She passed away on March 22nd.
Four small children.
And her husband is still a pastor. Where are they located?
Colorado Springs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's interesting. When you said you wanted to make a film about this, she was, of course, at that time living. How long did she live after you met her?
Okay. So I met her on Facebook, and a high school friend of mine said, pray for my pastor's wife. She's struggling with cancer. And I thought, okay, this might be the opportunity that was circumstances were presenting itself, but I was on another show. And as you know, I was on a network show. It was very demanding.
Can you say what it was?
I think I was on a TLC show. It's called My 600-Pound Life. It's a hit show. Have you seen that?
You know something? I always wanted a bit part in that, just a walk-on role. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, you know, sometimes I struggle with weight, and in that kind of a context, I would look so thin, and I just thought, so now that I know somebody, maybe you can kind of hook me up. But I've always wanted to meet somebody who worked on a show like that. Like, I just think that's amazing that you worked on that show. I have mixed feelings about that show.
As do I.
Part of me hates it, but I have friends that watch it, and of course, they're idiots, but go ahead.
Well, just a side note on that is that I did 4 episodes in 1 season, and 3 of the ladies that I was following, I was with them for an entire year. So I got to know them very well, and they're Christian ladies. And one of the things I try to do with my faith is to work that in, because I have, you know, when
that
I'm a producer.
Of course I'm teasing you when I say that, but
no.
that is kind of amazing that you were able to do that. And I think, by the way, if you're 600 pounds, you need to know Jesus was not. He was pretty thin, and you need to think about that. Okay, but seriously, like, so you go from that into suddenly saying, I think I'm going to do a private project here. How did you do this? Did you do this on your own or what?
Well, like I said, we saw that message, and I kind of honestly thought, well, I can't do it. I'm too busy. And then I put it out of my mind, and then I saw another Facebook message that said, pray for my pastor's wife. She's in stage 4 cancer and is not doing well.
Yeah.
And so in my mind, I thought, okay, the opportunity has passed, because it'll be tacky or rude for me to contact
to contact
this lady. But my wife, my beautiful, wonderful wife, one day...
This woman right here.
Yeah.
Only a Queens person would punch the host of the show. I love it. Thank you. That's our love language in Queens. We hit each other.
It is our love language.
Yeah, that's right.
Mediterranean people.
That's right.
So she walked in with the phone and said, you are going to call her. It's God talking to you. And I said, No, it's not. It's just going to be rude. It's weird. And she said, do it. And I was like, okay. So I called her, and that began a relationship with Kara. And, of course, Kara was incredibly gracious. She's an amazing human being, even though on one hand she's a mommy blogger, but on the other hand she's an amazing person that has so much to teach the world. And that began our relationship, and we were kind of off and running.
So how long from when you met her to when she passed away, how much time did you have to know her?
We actually didn't really have much time. It was about 6 months.
Not even. And we were only with her very briefly. So what's interesting about this movie is that it definitely feels like a reality show. So it feels like it obviously has Christian, strong faith, Christian overtones, but it's a lot of self-shot stuff that she shot. She gave me all of her phone videos.
Okay, so you met her, but you were able to kind of make this after her death using all of this kind of archival stuff that she shot on her iPhone or whatever.
And what we shot. So we did interview her and her husband and spend time with her, but my wife says it's a patchwork quilt.
It's like a patchwork quilt. So we produced our own segments with her and spent time in her home with her, went on vacation with her. But then we also were able to put together all these different pieces of patchwork to make this beautiful quilt using her own self-shot. So it's different than us coming in after somebody dies and doing a movie about them.
Right.
She basically tells her story up until the end on her own.
Yeah, we're with her through the journey. So that's why, Eric, it's extremely raw, and it's just as a warning to some of your viewers. It's raw. It's real.
Are there any fat people in it?
No.
Oh, then it's not that raw. Okay, so seriously, though, we have Ann Voskamp is in here, Johnny Erickson Tata, and Joanna Gaines is in here. Also, and obviously you guys are in here. So, you know, if somebody were to watch this, first of all, how can we find this? Like, if somebody wants to find The Long Goodbye, it's a great title, The Long Goodbye. How do you find this?
Okay, it's on Amazon, iTunes, and our website as well, and then some retailers like Barnes & Noble, Lifeway.
But it's on Amazon and iTunes. I just think it's so cool that this is in a mainstream place where people can find it.
And we were number one on Amazon documentaries, which was a huge surprise. This is not a budget movie. We didn't have anybody who, like, said, hey, let's go do this. It just sort of happened.
This is, like, probably cost you half of what the Blair Witch Project cost, right?
Or a third.
Like, or a third. Okay, because you've got iPhones. It's kind of amazing technology. You can make films now. But So it's called The Long Goodbye, The Carrot Tippett Story. We're going to go to a break. I want to come back and ask you a whole bunch of questions. But it's amazing that you've gotten to tell the story, because this is one of the stories of our time. People need to face, with assisted suicide and everything, we need to understand this issue. Folks, it's called The Long Goodbye. We'll be right back to talk more with the makers of the film.
Set an open course for the Virgin Sea.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. General William Barr is defending his decision to send a letter to Congress detailing Special Counsel Robert Mueller's principal conclusions, because he says the public would not have tolerated waiting weeks for information. Barr says a redacted version of Mueller's report will be made public within a week. British Prime Minister Theresa May is meeting with French President Macron in Paris to discuss the possibility of a further delay to Brexit. The UK is scheduled to leave the bloc in a couple of days.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer four quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's ETHOS. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show, still at NRB, and I'm talking to the makers of a film. It's called The Long Goodbye, The Carrot Tippett Story. Sophia and Jay Lyons are with me here sharing a microphone because we got budget issues. it's incredible. So
But, I mean, the idea that you made this, I want to talk about the issue of death. I mean, you said about fear of death, whatever. I always say that as Christians, we really shouldn't fear death. In other words, like, I understand in a natural way. I don't know where I was just the other day thinking about this kind of thing. Like, yeah, but I'm scared about, you know, like, and yet, I almost think you have to put it aside and you say, yeah, no, I'm scared, but I have to trust God. Like, what's wrong with me? I'm going to be in paradise. It's called heaven, in case you're wondering if it's good or bad. It's called heaven. But, of course, there's a fear of the unknown. There's no question. So, but if you have a real faith, you wouldn't want to commit suicide. You wouldn't want to do assisted suicide because you'd say, God is the one to choose when I go. But that's a hard sell for people who don't believe in God. They say, I want to go on my own terms. Once I start acting weird or whatever, that's it, I'm done. You know, what do you say to those people?
Well, actually, I think this is a great topic right now in our society about suffering. What do we do with people who are handicapped, who are suffering? Do we just shove them away in a corner and don't want to look at them?
Or kill them.
Or
kill
them.
That's what a lot of people say. Hey, I got an easy fix.
Exactly.
Murder them.
Also with Down syndrome. You know, there's a movement with the Down syndrome.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think the real narrative for us is we should not be ashamed of suffering in the body of Christ. And we should have a more open dialogue amongst ourselves in churches about what does that look like. Are we willing to go and help somebody who's in our church that's suffering in a small way, you know, like a very small way. Do we do that or do we isolate ourselves and just pretend that everything's okay?
I was talking to my dad. He's 91 and a half.
Wow. You
know, so we talk about death. And I have to say, like, you know, he's found faith more late in life.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about it. And I think, look, we know that we don't die.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we actually don't die. If you believe in Jesus, you never die. In fact, even if you don't believe in Jesus, you never die.
And what did
you,
your dad
just,
say about
you get
that?
To get. Well, my father said, "Shut up! What do you know?" No, he said, we really talked about it because I said, "This is what our faith teaches," and by the way, it's true. This is not like what our faith teaches, and we believe this. It's actually true. And when you accept Jesus, you get to spend eternity with Him. It's the most glorious thing imaginable, and we've got to convince ourselves. That's really true. That's not just some weird people believe it or I hope it's true. I don't hope. I know that it's true. Now, the only problem is I have to get my emotions kind of in line with what I know.
There's, I think, two things at work because in this internet age, in the here and now, we're always entertained. We're so focused on the here and now. So, and the afterlife is never talked about. So we don't have any concept of it. And, you know, it talks about how we can't even fathom or imagine what it is.
Right.
So that's one thing. It's hard for me to even imagine it when all I know is what I can feel or see and touch and think. But also you have a good, a lot of, I think, reasons why people are afraid is because of her upbringing and the funeral she saw. And, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, now,
are you Italian?
I'm Italian. So I was raised.
What was your maiden name?
Menino.
Menino?
Oh,
is that Italian?
On. Yes, it is.
It sounds Finnish. Menino. Sophia Menino. Wow.
But listen.
That sounds like a threat.
You're from Queens.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so my examples of death early on were scary. They were people with no hope. And so, you know, I took that in when I became a Christian.
Yeah.
It was something I had to really work through to look for other examples, like Kara Tippett's, of people who were dying well.
Yeah.
And that sounds weird to say, I want to die well.
Sure.
But watching her die well was just so inspirational.
I have to say, you know, that I grew up in the Greek Orthodox Church, and it can be similar to a Catholic upbringing or whatever, where culturally they sometimes don't behave like Christians. They behave like total pagans that have, they like death is this evil, horrible thing. And you think, wait a second. If you really believe this stuff, and I remember getting in arguments with my dad about this,
I
don't know how old I was. I think I was 18, and a relative of ours died, and they said, "Well, wait a minute, you know, isn't that like she's going to be the greatest place conceivable and whatever?" And my father was annoyed at me because it was like, because I think that some people, it's cultures, like in Greek culture, Italian culture, they're like around death, you're supposed to be sad,
and
solemn. You're supposed to be not just that, but guilty.
Exactly.
Guilty, like, why are you alive? You should be dead, too. I should stab you right now, but I don't. But it's kind of funny, like, that guilt, like, you gotta, and you think, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
That's not God. That's not God. I mean, when I talk about Christians who really, really love Jesus, they go out, like, singing, their family singing hymns around them and stuff, but that's not culturally something you can experience as an Italian growing up in Queens, and
exactly.
I didn't experience it either.
Yeah, well, it was refreshing for me. It was actually a holy experience for me to be around somebody like Kara, who invited me in a very personal, I mean, in her room, And when you're dying and you're in hospice care, you don't know. We didn't know if she would pass away during our filming. And so that was something I really had to process with God while we were doing this and just realize, like, okay, God, this is you showing, opening up a curtain for a lot of people who may be afraid, who may believe in heaven, but don't know what that looks like because of their upbringing.
I love the fact that you made this film. I mean, because it's such an important story, but nobody was making a film about it except for you guys.
Thank you.
It's just, it's so important that we use the technology we have in media to get these stories out there. Because that's one of the big things for me is I just know so many people just are never exposed to that kind of faith. They never, ever know anybody like that. They experience what you, Sophia, and I have experienced. It's just a lot of guilt and fear. And you think, wait a minute, at least see this.
Right.
It changes
things. If
you're
a non-believer, your experience of death is, like, let's not talk about it because your life is done. There is no afterlife. And so that's even scarier.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of films about death now, but they're just bleak and hopeless.
Yeah.
That's one thing about the movie is that we wanted it to be hopeful. And believe it or not, there's jokes. I mean, you can tell Kara was the same way. She was joking around with us, joking around with her friends. So it's laughter. We wanted to try.
Oh, sorry. We're going to go to a break. Folks, we'll be right back. Just didn't see the time. Be right back.
65, I was 17.
Hey, Albin.
Hey, yeah.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Oh, please do. Please.
No, I'm asking you, can I?
Oh, yeah, you may.
You mean I may?
You have permission.
But I tell you what.
What?
We've got somebody else who's going to talk about Relief Factor. Let's hear from her first. Her name is Sue. Here it is.
I have suffered with pain up and down my leg for 30 years, and it comes from working out. I was desperate, and I needed to find something that would help that pain. When I heard about the Quick Start program, I ordered it, and amazingly, it helped. I was pain-free.
Okay. Yeah. That's Sue, right?
Yeah.
Now, I was just with my relatives down in Atlanta for a wedding, and I was basically saying the same thing to them.
Wow.
I said, look, I advertise this thing on my program. It's called Relief Factor, okay? And some of them, they've got aches and pains. I said, trust me, the Quick Start Pack, $19.95, you get more than 3 weeks worth. If you do it, you'll know in 3 weeks. Do it, please. I'm begging you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
This Easter, Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah, I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
You must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For locations, visit noahevent.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that the annual maintenance fees are coming due, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Call today for a no-obligation consultation at 833-594-0077 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas here. You all know how much I love MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. This is not a joke. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on these sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057, and use promo code ERIC or METAXAS to get 30% off plus free shipping, or go to MyPillow.com, but be sure to use the code ERIC or METAXAS, MyPillow.com. Hey, folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking to the people who made the film, The Long Goodbye, the Kara Tippett's story, featuring Ann Voskamp, Johnny Erickson Tada, Joanna Gaines, and the people I'm talking to right now, Sophia and Jay Lyons. Obviously, this is your film. What have we not talked about yet? You were talking about... go ahead.
So one thing that's interesting about this movie is the different things that people experience when they watch it. For instance, we were talking about hope, and you say, oh, it's a story about someone suffering and dying. Where's the hope in that? One of the things was her community. And one thing that Anne said is that most people close the door in suffering and pain. And Kara's quote is... suffering isn't the absence of God's goodness, for he's present in our pain. So if anybody's going through any type of suffering, we tend to believe like, oh, that's bad. I'm bad. I did something wrong. But God is still with us in that suffering. And so Kara's friends and her community and how they lived in community was an amazing example. So people watch the movie and say, I'm jealous of that community.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Like, I think when you see that, it changes things. Because I've experienced a little bit of that. You see these things and you realize... that's the way to go out. I want that. I want to be around those kind of people. Because, by the way, that's correct. Mm-hmm. There's nothing more glorious than going to the presence of Jesus. And, of course, it's scary because we don't know what that means.
Right.
And yet we know enough. And that's what we just have to...
It's kind of like when you're born. You don't remember being born.
Actually, I do. I'm very bright. I'm very bright. I remember all kinds of stuff.
Well, maybe
my mother introduced
do.
Flashcards into the womb, and I could speak. I had a vocabulary of 400 when I was born. But that's just me.
He's written books, you know.
So I've written books, yeah.
Birth and death, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're not afraid of people being born. We celebrate that, even in the church.
Yeah.
But the minute you talk about death, it's like, oh, I don't think I can watch that. I don't think I want to hear this. That's not for me. But we want to encourage people. It's not a scary piece about
death. Well, because we associate death. Let's just be honest. Mm-hmm. We should associate death with being born into the kingdom of God.
That's right.
So it's not death.
That's right.
But instead we associate death with death, with ghoulish like funeral parlors and formaldehyde and all kinds of disgusting, creepy stuff that is not God. It's not true. It's not life. Now, by the way, we're at the NRB, and there's a loudmouth screaming in the background. It looks just like Sebastian Gorka. Hey, shut up! Isn't it unbelievable? It's like there's tons of people here. That is Sebastian Gorka. He's a friend. I could tell him to shut up. So, but you guys, the fact that you made this film, now you said people can find it on Amazon, on iTunes. Now, what happened in your journey, especially you, Sophia? How did it work for you? Because you said you had this fear of death, and here you are in the belly of the beast, spending time with this beautiful, vibrant Christian woman facing death.
I had so many questions for God during this filming, and I thought... My first thought was, why me? Like, you pick somebody who actually has been afraid of this topic for her whole life.
Yeah.
And it's something that I prayed about a lot and tried to overcome. I've gone to counseling. I've read every Bible verse you can imagine.
She has panic attacks about
it. I have panic attacks.
Well, you know why? Because you're Italian.
I'm Italian.
It's in your genes, so God has to just heal that. There's no other way.
And you know what? I'm glad that you said that, because I feel like God has healed me through Kara Tippett's.
Oh.
And just being there so close to her, watching her experience this, she basically had one foot in and one foot out, and she was looking forward to meeting Jesus. So by the time we met her, when she was entering hospice care, our conversations were very different. And it was like nothing I've experienced, but I also... felt a tremendous peace in the room with her that I have not experienced in many other places. So there's something holy about this experience. There's a reason God asked us to do this.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's going to be a powerful resource for a lot of people. I also ask the listeners or viewers to pray for the project.
Right.
People watch it, that if they are like me and we're in a space of being afraid, that they can get past their initial fear to even be afraid to watch it.
See, that's the thing. There's nothing. I know there's going to be nothing scary about watching this, just because the people involved, the two of you, it's beautiful. I guess. Well, where do you all live? I'm trying to remember. Where do you live now?
Burbank.
Okay, so you're out here, and so you're working on other shows, and this is you're in TV. And are you both in TV or just you, Jay?
Well, I've been in TV, and she's a singer, and so she kind of backed into TV as well. But this Kara project was the first thing that we did together, and we connected with Kara and Jason as a couple. They were like our buddies. So, you know, we had a relationship there with them, and I think that shines through in the film. Like, you just really meet them, and, you know, you live life with them, and you see so many people. This is real to them, you know, like whether it's them suffering or a relative. So it's very relatable.
But we also do have a production company.
You have a production company.
We do have a production company. We do have several projects we're working on, another film, which is scripted, not about dying.
What is it? What's it about?
About basketball.
Yeah, are you into sports?
Nah.
Okay. It's about basketball.
I'm into everything a little bit, but it being a short white guy, you know, it just was. I remember we had a Greek Orthodox basketball league, and even there I hated it. I even among other short Greeks, I was not a basketball guy, but that's okay, because it's okay. You don't have to be into everything, but you're making a film about basketball.
Well, there's a guy, his name is The Professor, and he's a YouTuber, and he was on the And One tour, which was a street ball, so he's a street ball legend. He goes by The Professor, and I took him into prison, and we filmed him playing prisoners, and it got 27 million views on YouTube. And so 3 million followers on YouTube and millions of followers. He's a huge social media following, and we're doing a scripted movie on his life story.
Could you blow up my social media?
I could.
I bet you could.
I'll give you my card.
You guys are fun. You're here in Burbank. I wish you were back in New York. We could do more stuff together. Now, I just want to say to my listeners, you got to share this stuff. Don't just watch it. But I hope that, you know, like, I always want to spread the truth. So I have this program, you know, I don't know who's listening right now, but whoever you are, when you go to Amazon.com or iTunes or whatever to watch this film, you understand that most people in your world are not going to see this unless maybe you share this with them. And this is a film for everybody. You don't tell them it's a Christian film. It's just a film. The woman happens to be Christian. So, you know, but I just think it's important to share these things. And I love the fact that you guys are on Amazon, you know, that people can find it and iTunes and so on and so forth. And what's the date that it goes out?
Well, it came out on March 22nd, and we were number one on Amazon for the documentaries.
Okay, so
that
so,
was an amazing surprise. This film had zero
budget. So
this
is brand new.
Yes.
And so people need to, like, support it and get out there.
Mm-hmm.
This is it's, I just feel like, it's not like there's five films like this. This is really important. And a lot of people did follow Kara Tippett's and the Brittany Maynard story. Is that her name? That's her name. And it's nice to kind of see, you know, more about that, because that just sort of went away. So, again, thanks to both of you. Is there a website that people can go to?
Yes, it's KaraTippettsDocumentary.com.
KaraTippettsDocumentary.com. We're out of time. Jay and Sophia, just a joy to meet you. Thanks for being on the program.
Thanks for having us.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me, and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free.
go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is not looking to renew the much-criticized practice of separating migrant families at the border with Mexico. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president says there are no plans to reinstate the family separation policy, even though he believes the practice acted as a deterrent to migrant families seeking entry into the U.S.
Once you don't have it, that's why you see many more people coming. They're coming like it's a picnic, because let's go to Disneyland.
And he tells reporters that his administration wasn't responsible for the policy in the first place.
President Obama had child separation. Take a look.
Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israeli exit polls indicate Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud and the rival Blue and White Party are locked in a race that is too close to call. They'll have to wait for official results to come in overnight. This is SRN News.
Lowe's knows you'll do spring right by saving on everything you need to get your garden growing. We do it right, too, with incredible deals to help you save during our Spring Black Friday sale, like Bonnie vegetable and herb plants, 4 for $10. And for a clean-looking landscape, pick up 5 bags of Scott's mulch for just $10. Whatever's on your spring to-do list, hurry in and save during our Spring Black Friday sale. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details. U.S. only.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Jerry Rafferty for you.
Oh, yeah.
A little Baker Street on the Eric Metaxas Show, Albin.
We are both wearing blue shirts today. I don't know why I want to mention that.
What are the odds of that?
Blue.
That's got to be God. That's insane.
It's a God thing, yeah.
What are the odds of that? That's loony. Whoever wears a blue shirt. Never even heard of that. And here we are, the two of us.
Wow.
All right. So I think that's just God's way of saying, hey, you're onto something, boys. Okay. So... We got to talk about a few things here. In hour one today, we have Mary Norris, the comma queen. She wrote a book called It's Greek to Me. We just spoke to Jay and Sophia Lyons. But we've got so many great guests coming up. We have the very controversial Milo Yiannopoulos next week.
Yes, we do.
I'm going to ask him some hard-hitting questions.
Okay.
Like, what's with dyeing your hair? What's the story? And he's going to convince me to dye my hair, I'm pretty sure.
I hope so.
And then we're going to talk to the Pences, Karen and Charlotte Pence. That's the wife and daughter of the vice president of the United States.
The vice president.
And they have a bunny, a little baby bunny, and we're going to talk to them about their bunny. But we've got so many other guests. I'm even trying to think. We have Arthur Brooks.
Yes, Arthur Brooks. Yes.
He has a new book called Love Your Enemies.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Oh, come on.
What is that? Some like Eastern religion kind of thing? No. We're an eye for an eye, tooth for tooth in this club.
Wacko.
All right, so we are... we also have another interview with Michael Behe. Now, okay, if you've not seen my Socrates in the City interview with Michael Behe, folks... do not miss it. I put it on my Facebook page. I put it on Twitter. And, of course, it's SocratesInTheCity.com. You've got to see it. We did it in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, on the site of the home of Count Zinzendorf. I mentioned that in the intro. It's crazy stuff. But Michael Behe...
Is he the Hindenburg guy? Zinzendorf? I'm thinking
Zinzendorf.
Zeppelin. I'm sorry.
You're thinking
of
Zeppelin.
Okay.
Of course. Who could forget Count Zeppelin? Count Zinzendorf, that's another story. But what I was going to say was that Michael Behe has written a book called Darwin Devolves. And in it, he effectively – now, this should be headline stuff. This should be headline, New York Times, Wall Street Journal. Science is leading us away from the standard Darwinian model. Now, when I say the Darwinian model, we're talking about blind evolution. We're not saying that there's no such thing as evolution. We're simply saying that the model that suggests, since Darwin, 1859, Origin of the Species, that suggests that random mutations have somehow magically led us to where we are, the science in the last 20 years with the Human Genome Project has effectively proved, that's not happening. We made a mistake. We need to self-correct. And so you got
to
watch.
Evolve.
We need to evolve. Yes. Hey, Al Ben.
There you go.
That's that blue shirt working for you. All right, so we really do need to be familiar with this stuff because it's true. But Michael Behe, we're going to air an interview with him on this program. If you haven't seen my previous interview with him, which was at Socrates in the City, go check that out. It's already had 20,000 views. Hubba hubba. Man, that's scrumptious.
Yes.
By the way, we've wished Ann a happy birthday already.
We do again.
But why not do it again?
Yeah.
And why not get another free plug for my book, The Birthday ABC? It is gorgeous. Tim Ragland's stuff is amazing.
Yeah.
Birthday ABC. Don't forget Donald Drains the Swamp.
Of course.
Oh, man. We've got news on that. There's going to be a Mike Lindell pillow. All kinds of stuff. This has been fun today, Albin. Thank you for wearing your blue shirt.
Thank you for wearing your blue shirt.
All right, folks, and thank you for someday wearing your blue shirts on the program. Thank you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.